The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Dav Tzadi Dalet today. That was being studied in Mishmat. Avraham ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe ben Luna, Ruach Hashem Tenechem began Eden Amen. We begin the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi Gimal, Amud Bet. Matnitin Chomer Besmicha, Mebetenufa. Ubetenufa, Mebesmicha. So it's chumrot both ways. Semicha has chumrot over tenufa. Tenufa has chumrot over semicha. She'achad menif lechol haverim. When it comes to tenufa, even if they're bringing a korban by many people, one of the group makes the tenufa. Ve'en echad somech lechol haverim. But when it comes to semicha, everybody has to make the semicha. So that's already a chumrah. Chomer betnufa, and we have a chomer in tenufa. Shatenufa nuheged bekorbanot ayahid, or bekorbanot asibur. Tenufa applies to both korbanot yahid and korbanot sibur. Every shelamim is tenufa, hazeh and shok of the shelamim. Korbanot sibur is the korbanot of Shavuot. The kibseh aseret is a korban sibur, and this tenufa. Bahayim, it's also done bahayim. Ubishahotim. It's done when the animal's alive, tenufa, and it's also done b'shchutin, after they're slaughtered. Kibseh aseret is a perfect example. The tenufa is done twice. One when the animal is still alive, and one after the animal is slaughtered. U'bedevar sheyesh bo ruach hayim, u'bedevar sheyesh bo ruach hayim. Tenufa is done, been on something that has life, like an animal, and on things that do not have ruach hayim. For example, bread. The lechem of the kifsah said that the tenufa is also made on it, even though it's ruach hayim. Masheen kem b'smicha. Semicha doesn't have any of these. Let's review these things and see why semicha doesn't have them. Well, semicha doesn't apply by korban yahid and korban sibur. It only, I should say, mainly applies by korban yahid. We learned yesterday's that there's few exceptions on korbanot sibur, but mainly semicha is only a korban yahid item. Semicha is only done b'hayim, when the animal's alive. And it's only done by animals. You don't make semicha on a mincha or something like that. Taror banan. Korbano, it says in the pasuk by semicha, v'samach et yado al rosh korbano. Kol ba'ale korban l'smicha. To come and teach me that anybody that's bringing the korban, even a group, they all have to make semicha. Shiyachol, so I would have thought, v'alodinu. Uma tenufa, shenetrafta b'shutin. By tenufa, we see that it's even done by animals that are slaughtered already, which we have a humrah. The tenufa is done even by shutin, and still nitma'ata b'chubrin, but still it doesn't apply to many, which means when many people bring a korban, only one does tenufa. So semicha shlo netrafta b'shutin. Semicha that does not have that humrah. In udit shenitma'atu b'chubarin, certainly it should be nitma'at from the group. Tamud Omar, Korbano, the Rabot called Baale Korban, the Smicha. Now the Gemara goes the other way. Betetrabet Tenufa Bechobarin Mekav Bahomer. Why don't we say that Tenufa should be done by every member of the group from a Kavahomer? Uma Smicha Shelon Etrabeta Beshotin. It doesn't have the Homer that's done by Shotin, but still Etrabeta Bechobarin, and still it's done by every member of the group. Tenufa Shinetrabeta Beshotin. Tenufa that's done even by Shotin. In Odich and Trabeta Bechobarin. So Gemara says, you're right, it's a good Kav HaOmer, but Mishum de lo efshar. It's impossible to make a tenufa by many people. Why? Hechi le'abid. What do you want to do? Linfu kulu ba'de adadi. Let them all make the tenufa together. Lift it up, stick the hands under the Qurban and lift it up together. Kahavya hatzitza. It's going to be hatzitza. Because the first person that puts his hand underneath, the next guy puts his hand underneath, he's touching hands. He's not touching the animal. So let them do tenufa after tenufa. Let them just each guy lift the animal and wave it. Tenufa marahmana velo tenufot. So that says tenufa, not tenufot. Are you going to ask me by semicha? So the pshat mefarshim says like this: semicha is a din in the baalim, and tenufa is a din in the animal. Which means the animal has to be munaf. It's done once. Mashenket semicha, it's on the owners, and therefore every owner has to make a separate semicha. You told me in the Mishnah that semicha doesn't apply to things that are slaughtered already. Bizman Shekohen Gadol Rotzer Laktir. Let's say the Kohen Gadol wants to bring the Olat Tamid. He wants to bring the Korban in the morning. Whatever it is, he wants to bring the Korban. He has a right. Even though it's a Mishmar, and even though there's groups of Kohanim, and even though there's a rotation, but the Kohen Gadol at any time can pull rank and say he wants to bring the Korban. So when he does it, Haya Ole Bakibish. So first he walks up to the ramp of the Mizbeah. Ve'as Segan Mimino. He has the Segan Kohen, the helper, to his right, helping him walk up the ramp. When he gets up to after kevesh, ahas segan bimino, the segan holds him to on the right, ve'alav helps him climb up the mizbeach. Ve'oshit lo harishon. Now this, we learned that there's seven kohanim that serve in bringing the korban. So the first kohen gives the kohen gadol harosh ve'aregel, gives him the first body parts of the animal. Somech alehen. Oh, and the kohen gadol makes simicha on the body parts. Ve'zorkan, and then he throws them on the Mizbeah. Ushita Shini Larishon. Now, the second Kohen. Zbicham
is dead, right?
These are body parts. The second Kohen now comes in. Ushita Shini Larishon Shnei Yadayim Notno La Kohen. Then he gives it to the Kohen. Gadol, Kohen Gadol. Somech Alehem. And he makes Simicha again on the body parts. Vezorkan. Nishmat Shini Valachlo. The second guy walks away. And now comes the third guy. And then he takes the body parts and gives it to the first guy. First guy gives it to the queen, and so on and so forth. He makes the mikhan each body part and throws it on the mizbeah. If he doesn't want to throw the body parts on the mizbeah, he can make the simicha and he can let somebody else throw the parts on the mizbeah. Oh, here's the question. I thought you just told me that you don't make simicha only when the animal's alive. And here we see the Kohen Gadol doing it even when the body parts. Amar Abaye, Ata, Meshum, Kevodo, the Kohen Gadol. Simple answer. It's kavod for the Kohen Gadol that when he does it, they want to make it different. They want to make it hashuv. As she says in the Kitab Yad, Ha lav simicha gemurahi. It's really not an official simicha. Ela Mishum Yekara, the Kohen Gadol, Shete Aktarato Me'ule, Mishar Aktarot. It is, his Aktara should be special. Therefore, they make a simicha, but really, it's not an official simicha, and it's ceremonial. Exactly, that's why they do it. Adran halach shtei midot. Okay, we start the new parak. Parak is called shtei lechem. Talking about the breads of Shavuot, and we're going to discuss also the subject of lechem apanim. We start the new mishnah. Shtei lechem, the two loaves of bread that were brought on Shavuot, niloshot achat achat. They are nilosh. They are needed one by one. Each one has an esaron. Each one is needed by himself. And they're also baked in the oven one by one. Lechem panim, that's the 12 showbreads. For Shabbat, niloshet achat achat. Each one of the showbreads has two esronim. And they are. And they are needed also one by one. And when they're putting them in the oven, they put them in the oven two at a time. Ubitfus haya ose otam, and they would make them in a diffus. The Gemara will explain that that's like a mold. Okay, kishehud rodan, when they would take them out of the oven, notan diffus, they would put them in another mold. So there's two molds so far we're learning about. One mold when they would need it, and then one mold when they would take it out. Kedesh shelo yitkalkil, they don't want it to lose its shape, so they stick it right into the mold. Rashi says diffus furma. Furma is a form. Belaz, the Gemara is going to explain what exactly this form looked like. Gemara minanemile. How do I know that what you told me in the Mishnah? The Taru Rabbanan. Shnei Esronim Yehye Ha'achala Ha'achat. This is talking about the Lechem Panim. Each one of the loaves of the Lechem Panim was Shnei Esronim. Milamed Shniloshet Achat Achat. Because it says, Shnei Esrim Yehye Ha'achala Ha'achat. It's mashma that each one you do on its own. Minay Shav Shtei Alechem Kach. How do you know that Shtei Alechem also you do one at a time? Tamud Omari Yehye. Yehye is extra word to come and teach that even by the Shtei Alechem it's done one at a time. Minayim Shafiyatam Shtayim Shtayim. How do I know by the Lechem Panim that you bake them two at a time? Tamud Omar V'samta Otam. Otam is plural. When you put them in the oven, Otam. Yachod af shtei alechem ken, or maybe otam shtei alechem. Also, you put two at a time in the oven. Tamud lomar otam, otam. So using it again. Otam, they go in the oven, but not the lechem, shtei lechem. Gemara says, "Hi, otam, ha'afikte." You used otam already. You used otam to tell me that you're putting two in the oven together. How could you use otam also to teach me that you don't do it by the shtei lechem? Gemara says, "Imkem demakra v'samtam," because then the Torah just could have used one word. If it wanted to mean you put two in the oven, could have said v'samtam. My v'samta otam. What's the double language? V'samta otam shma mina tarte. It comes to teach me both chandushim. That number one, you place this in the oven two at a time, and you don't place the lechem apanim two at a time, only one at a time. Okay, Ovadia, read the Rashi's. Achala ha'achat. It's only bottom.
Achala ha'achat. Lechem apanim ketiv. Besamta otam, sima rishona sha'ata ose mehen. Dehainu betanur, tehe b'lashon otam. Demashma sha'ya noten shtayim b'shnei dvusim, yachat betanur.
Good. Continue. Comes Gemara and says, "Tanu rabanan, v'samta otam." It says, and you will place them b'tzfus. Where are you placing them? In the tzfus. That's in the form, in the mold, in the no. Yeah. Shelosha d'fusim hem. Oh, there's three of them actually. So Gemara says, "Notna l'tzfus ba'adai nibasek." First, you put it when it's dough, right? That makes the original shape. Uchmin defus ayala betanur, the special defus that they used to put it in the oven. Ushuru da, when you take it out of the oven, notna betfus kedeshelo tetkalkel. You take it out of the oven, put it in a separate defus so it does not spoil, it doesn't ruin its shape. Gemara says, but the defus kama. Why don't you just put it in the original defus? Why do you need three? Just have one for the original mold. Put it in the oven in one, and then put it back in the original one. Because when you bake it, what happens? It expands. And therefore, it's not going to fit in the original mold. And therefore, you need to have a separate mold when you take it out.
Read the Rashi's.
One more. Well, we're going to see the different shapes of the defus. Now she's just telling us, one says it's going to be like a rectangular item, and one's going to say it looks like a boat. Okay, can the pali get a kaman? But we wanted to take a shape. Right, the lechem apanim had a base and had walls based on the form that was put in. But you baked it in the defus itself. But I answer, you don't do that because of nafha. Good, you need a bigger defus than the first one. Itmar lechem apanim kesad osin oto. Oh, a lot of pictures. Rabbi Hanina Amar kimin teva perusa. What is teva perusa? An opened teva. An opened box. Okay, Rashi. Kimin teva perusa? Shinital?
Shinital kesuya ushte dofnoteha zu kineged zu. Kach aleichem hayu lo bet dofnot v'shunayim rachamim kadeh.
Good. Look exactly like Rashi's picture. You see a better picture in the Aleph scroll. See what Aleph, I have it in mind. Has two walls, has a flat base, and the lechem apanim would take that shape. Would have a base in the middle, and two walls on the side. That's the opinion of Rav Hanina. Rabbi Yohanan Amar kimin sefina rokedet, a dancing boat. Rashi kimin sefina rokedet.
Kvaish. Ve'en la shulayim ela milmala.
Rachaba.
U'milmata kala.
So it's wide on top, narrow on the bottom. Ve'olechet.
Ve'olechet ad ke'etzpa kaze.
When it goes all the way down to a point, to the shore of an etzpa.
U'bet rashi ha'hadin ve'olchim. U'gvohim lemala. Ve'en ogim b'mayim.
Right, which is, it's like bobbing in the water, like a boat, and it goes very fast. So it calls it a dancing boat.
Interesting that it's kayak. He uses the word,
kind of
looks like that.
Kavaish. Now look at the picture in art school, you might have a picture. Now they look, how they show it. Now she puts it like a V. That's what we have. Okay? Tosfot has it more like the picture in the art scroll. It looks like a walnut thing that they cracked in half. You have that picture or no?
Yeah. I don't know.
They're
in the Tosfot.
Yeah, well, it's based on that Tosfot, that picture.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the picture over there. Also, again, the point is it's the ends come to a point. See, according to that, the ends come to a point. See how I was showing it to you?
There's no base.
There's no base, the ends come to a point. Okay, that's the two opinions. The other Gemara is going to go question both opinions. Bishlamah leman damar kemin teba perutza. Hainu dehavu yadve bazichim. El leman damar kemin sefina rokedet. Echi havu yadve bazichim. First question. According to the opinion that says it was teba perutza, the Torah says you take the bazichim and you put them on the lechem itself. So if you tell me that it was made like this flat box, so you were able to stick the bazichim on, rest them on the form itself, on the teva, it was flat, so you could put the bazichim there. But according to the opinion that says it was made out of this narrow boat shape, like, so it's too narrow. Where are you going to put the bazichim? The bazichim are not going to be able to fit
on the.
Why can't
you put it inside?
Because you don't have supposed to put it inside. Just put it on it. Hainu the Yadve Bazichin.
Shilamuna betoch lechem ha'ayon kidichtiv.
Al.
Ma'arechet levona zaka. The ha'ohil the shulaim lechavim. Hayu yoshvim ha'bazichin. Alehem yafet.
Good. They would sit on the base of the teba. Ela.
El laman damar kimin tzifin arukedet hechi yadve bazichin. Ha, en ha'shulaim.
There's no base. So there's no way to rest. So
shulaim is the wall or the
shulaim is the base. There's no base. Here, Bishlamai, you look at the picture, you see it has a base next to the two walls. So you can put the bazichim resting nicely on the base. But over here is nothing. It's very narrow. There's nowhere for it to rest. So Gemara says, Makom Abid Lehu. They made a place for it. Says she, Makom Abid Lehu. Okay, so they extended it a little. They made it a little ledge. That came out of one of the sides of the Sefirah Rokedet. I wanted to rest the bezichim on it. Right.
So it's
flat. You can put it on it.
Put it there and break off. What right. It's here, the boat is like.
It's wobbly. Where's it going to fit? So they put a little ledge on the side of it in order to. Okay. Gemara says, "Bishlam manda manda markim enteba perutza haenu dehavu yadve kanim el lamanda markim en Sefirah Rokedet kanim echi havu yadve." They used to put rods across each one of the molds in order to put the next loaf on top of it. They don't want the loaves to be touching each other, the trays on top of each other, so they put these rods across. So if you say it was flat like this, so you could put three rods across straight, no problem. It's suspended on the two walls on both sides. But if you say that it was made out of this, it's very narrow at the ends. So how are you going to suspend the rods that are going across? You can put one in the middle, no problem. Because in the middle, the walls on the two sides are thicker. But on the saw, at the ends, it goes to a point.
I'm sorry, what's the question?
How are you going to put the rods over the form, over the mold? If you tell me it's kimin teva, so it's very easy. It's wide across. So you can put three across and it can rest properly. But if you tell me it's narrow at the ends, like a boat, so how are the poles going to go across? There's no room for the pole to stay. No fool. Not going to rest properly. So Gemara answers, Mursha Abid Lehu, that they took some dough and they made like a little ledge at the end in order to widen the point, like a lip at the end, exactly. They widened it with dough in order that it could rest properly. You're right. If they would leave it at a point, it would not be able to, it would be shaky.
The thing you put on top of those was the point.
No, they're putting the rods. They're putting rods across.
Well, the rods the rods are going to make one on top of the other.
You're right, but the rods are going to fall off. The rods are not going to stay.
But what do you need rods at the ends for? If
Torah says you put three rods on each
okay.
one. Torah says that. Yeah. Torah says you put the rods. That's okay. We'll see the pesukim from Rashi now. So if Torah says you put the rods, not going to fit. Look at Rashi. Read the Rashi now. Mishlama.
Mishlama l'adam kimein tiba perusa.
Ainu
di atzve kanim. Diktani matnitin. Kav chet kanim hayusham.
28 rods altogether. Shayanotin.
Shayanotin shlosha kanim shel zahav al alechem arishon ha'echad. Rosho shel kane al dofen ze. Rosho shel acher al dofen ze.
From wall to wall.
Ve'al kanim hayam moshim lechem acher. Ad shehem shesh halot zo azo.
Right, you don't want them to touch each other because then they'll spoil the loaves. So this is like a separation between them. Ela.
Ela leman de'amat tzfina rokedet hechi yatveh kanim. Behalo rishon hadim.
Right, their heads, the heads are pointy. Right, in the middle, no problem. But as it gets narrow at the end, how are you going to fit the... Look at the picture. Picture speaks 1,000 words here. Pointed to the spot. How are you going to fit this up here? It's a point. It's gonna fall off. It's not going to stay. Point to here, straight is good. It's all straight. Mm. But according to the comes to a point...
on the bread?
Well, it went over the bread. Over the bread. The bread dips down. The bread is in a basin. So the Gemara says Mursha Avidu, Kadashi Mursha Avidu. That's it.
Mursha Avidu, Etzel Harosh Mikanu Mikan, Madbik Mehat Basik, the Kabela Takan.
Good, so they put a little Basik on the ends to widen it, to make it like a lift, like you said, so it fits properly. Okay, we answered that. Now, Bishlama, the Manda Markiminte Bapruza, Hainu de Sam Chelet Sinifim La Lehem. However, Ela Leman de Amar Kimin Sefinaro Kedet Hechi Samchele Sinifim Lalechem. Gemara asks, Vishlama Leman de Amar Kimin Teba Peruzaita de Samchele Sinifim Lalechem. So we learned that what these Sinifim, these poles that stood on the sides of the Shulchan, they were holding up the Lechem. Which means you had the Defanot of the Lechem were upright on the two sides. According to the opinion that says they were kimin teba, so therefore they stood on the side, so the breads don't break. I'm reading the shitat Rabbi Harina she defanot ayuzik ufot b'shaveh. Correct. The walls of the lechem panim, they were straight. There was a kufot. No, the actual form itself. Right. The bread itself had walls. The bread had walls, right? When you take it out of the form, it has walls. So according to that opinion, שהסניפים היו סומכים את הלחם בזו בדרך הבאה, כפי ששנו במשנה, לשולחן היו ארבעה סניפים, שניים לכל סדר של לחם הפנים. So there's altogether four סניפים, two לכל סדר של לחם הפנים. הסניפים היו עומדים על הקרקע ליד השולחן, they were on the ground, next to the table, והיו ארוכים וגבוהים עד כנגד הקרב של לחמים העליונים. So they reached all the way to the top of the breads. אורכו של לחם היה מונח לרוחב השולחן, ואת מה שהיה אורכו יתר על רוחבו של השולחן, היו זוכפים כלפי מעלה, כדי שהלחם היה ממלא את כל רוחב השולחן. Okay, the bread basically filled כל רוחב השולחן. It fulfilled all of the width of the שולחן. Okay, so it was a perfect fit. והדפנות שלו עומדות זקופות בשביל מקביל וייב. And the walls of the bread were on the ends of the table, going to the length of the table. And then what did you do? נמצא שהסניפות שאף הם עמדו לאורך השולחן, good, the סניפות were לאורך השולחן, to the length of the table, like you see in the picture over here, and they were מחזיק, which what did it benefit? So the walls of the bread don't break. Right. You want to support the walls. So it's right against the side, so it's very good. However, according to the one that says, Kimin Sefina Rokedet, Hechi Samche de Sinifim Lalechem, which means the shape is a different shape. The Shitat Rabbi Yohanan, Shadifanot Shel Alechem Ayu Meshupaot, Kedapim. Yotze Shebeksat HaShulchan Lo Haya Ela HaKatze Ahad Shel HaDofen. ובכן כיצד סמכו הסניפים על הלחם הרי אינם נוגעים אלא בחלק קטן של הדופן ואין בכך כדי לסמוך את הדופן כולה, which means the way that it doesn't have a picture here, but the way that it is, these סניפים are not going to support the lechem based on the shape. Here it's flush against the סניפים, it goes right, it goes all the way across and it's holding the walls intact, but according to the other shape it's not going to hold it. So how is the sinifim going to hold the breads? Look at that sheet. I read it inside the sheet. Bishlama
leman damar kimin teva perusa shayu hadefanot zekufot b'shave.
Haynu
desmiche sinifim lelechem. Tani matnitin arba'a sinifim hayu sham mefusalin b'rashehen. Shnayim leseder zeh ושניים בסדר זה. שהלחם מונח על כל רחבו של שולחן, וכופה למעלה, מכאן ומכאן. מה שהולך הלחם יתר על רוחב השולחן, והן הן דופני הלחם.
Correct. Instead of leaving it flat out, you fold it up to make walls. Right? If you leave the bread flat out, it wouldn't fit on the table. It would overlap. So to fit perfectly on the table, you fold the sides up so they have walls. So what keeps the walls intact? It's an ipim on the side.
Continue. שהדפנות זקופות ושווה
היינו
בסמכי שני סבניפים שקוראים פירקש העומדים בקרקע ארוכות וגבוהות עד לחם הליון סומכים על לחם שלא ישברו דופנותיו ולהכים מפוסלים בראשיהם פיסולים הרבה כזה שראשי הקנים שעקול לחם ולחם מונחים על אותם פיסולים.
Okay, now see what else you're telling us something else here. מנדה
אלא מנדה מרקמין ציפן הרוקדת עשויים הדפנות בשיפועה הכי סמכי סניפים ללחם, והלא אין הסניפים נוגעים אלא מעט בראשו של לחם, ואין יכול לסמוך שאר דופנותיו שלא יישבר.
Correct. That's not going to fulfill the purpose. So the Gemara answers, דאגיל להו מעגל. According to this over here, the סניפים were made like a semicircle, like חצי עיגול. And that would clasp the part of the lechem, so it would fit. We have a picture. We have a picture over here. Yeah, look at over here. Well, this is the problem here. So we have here sinifim.
So it's like a mold. Yeah. For the
you see how it's going to fit?
It's like a mold for the acorn. Yeah. Right.
To have a mold to hold the to hold it from
to hold the bread.
To hold the bread.
The problem that was the problem that it wasn't going to hold.
Yeah, it was going to hold. Now it's going to be like this. It's going to help it. So they make it like this, where it has an indentation, like a semi-circle over it, so it clasps it. Okay. So Kavzi Gemaran says, Bishlamah leman da'amar kimin sifina rokedet, hainu deba'in an sinifim. Okay, quite an opinion that says sifina rokedet, I understand why you need sinifim. Because it's really going to wobble. It's not straight. It's not a straight item. El leman da'amar kimin teba perutza sinifim namali. What do you need sinifim for? It's resting straight, it's flat. What do you need the sinifim at all for? Because I gave you kad lechem telah, that because they're heavy, it might break. Which means because the kovdosh lechem ha'alyon. I guess you have the breads on top. You have six loaves, right? So the weight weighs down on the shulchan. So the walls of the bread might talach. They might cave. So therefore, the sides give it support because of the weight. בגלל כובדו של הלחם העליון, הדפנות של הלחם שלמטה היו עלולות לשבר. כרשי. רשי, אגב יוקרה.
אגב יוקרה זה לחם שזה מונח על זה, נחבידו.
צודר, תלך.
תלך, נשבר.
אוקיי. בשלמה למען דאמר, כמין ספינה רוקדת, סניפים על גבי שולחן מונחים. אלא למען דאמר, כמין טבע פרוצה, סניפים, איך המנח להו? למה המנח להו? Yomara says, according to the opinion that says they were made like a boat, so the sinifim are on the actual table. And you see in the picture over here, the sinifim actually have to catch the bread on the table itself because there's room for it. Because they don't reach the whole table. The bread doesn't reach the whole table. So you have room on the sides of the table to stick the sinifim in there and hold on to it. But according to the other opinion, the bread is all on the table. It goes from end to end. So where are you putting the sinifim? So Yomara says, where are you putting it? On the ground? So the Gemara says, yes, in. Da'amar bi'aba bar mamal, devrei ha'omer kimin sifina rokedet, sinifim agabe shulchan munachim. Devrei ha'omer kimin teva perutza, sinifim agabe karka munachim. Yes, it's a machloket. Based on the shape of the bread, that's where the sinifim are going to be. Once it's on the table, once it's going to be on the ground. Keman azla ha'damar bi'yuda. Ha'lechem ma'amid et ha'sinifim, v'ha'sinifim ma'amidim et ha'lechem. The lechem holds the sinifim in place, and the sinifim hold the lechem in place. Who's that going like? Keman da amar kimin sifina rokedet. Right, because it's like an interlocking puzzle, which means the bread clicks into the sinifim to hold the sinifim straight, and the sinifim hold the bread to keep the bread from going in because it clicks in. So then this is holding this, and this is holding that. Look at the Rashi. Halecha ma'amid the sinifim bar mashi.
אני מאמין את הסניפים ששיפועו של לחם מונח על כיפורו של סניף כדמה דאגים מאגר והסניף מעמיד הלחם שלו יפור.
Which means basically it's locked in. The bread is locked into the sniff and the sniff is locked into the lechem.
It's מעמיד the sniff?
Well, it's מעמיד in its place. So the Gemara says, good, metibe, we have a question. What's the last question here? Kimin kaveret hayala batanur. So he says that the tabnit, sheba afut lechem panim, the form that they used to bake it in, had holes in it, like a basket. I guess you needed to get the fire inside the form to cook, to bake it. So it looked like a kaveret. Kaveret is like a beehive that has all, or kaveret is like a basket that has holes in it. So Gemara says, kemin kaveret, like a basket, haya la betanur, doma kemin tabla merubat. It looked like a square tablet. And that's how they baked it. Now, you got to assume, if that's how they baked it, which opinion is more logical? Kimin teva perutza, because that's the shape. The bolt is not like a square at all. So Gemara says, Ema upiha dome kimin tavla merubat. Not the whole form itself looked like a tavla merubat. The opening of it looked like a tavla merubat. Okay, but the actual shape of the bread itself was like a sefirah rokedet. Tanya keman de amar kimin sefirah rokedet. We have a brighter to support the opinion that says it was like sefirah rokedet. Tanya arba'a sinifim shel zahav yusham mefutzalim min hashem kimin dakranim hayu shesumchim behem et alechem shehu dome kimin sefirah rokedet. Befirush in the brighter, you had four sinifim shel zahav, two on each side, mefutzalim min hashem kimin dakranim. You had like I guess kanim sheyesh behem anafim rabim hayu. It will hold the bread in place. Clearly the Braita says that it's domain is sifinah dokeret. So we have a Braita to support it. Look at Rashi. Start top Rashi's. But the Shulayim was made like a sifinah, and the Pia was domain to the square thing.
Kemin kanim hadukranim, kanim sheyesh bahem anafim harbe, dehavu mefusalim.
Okay, that's like the pegs that we said, but coming out of the boards on the side. But clearly, you have a brighter to support the pit. So basically, what we're learning over here, there's two shapes of the lechem panim we got so far. There's a machloket where the supports were, what they look like. That's basically it.